You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Take a look at me, take a look at me. Well, I got a lot to do, do, do. Moving in a home, a cozy little home, just big enough for two, two, two. Gonna add a limb on the family tree. Found a gal sweet as she could be. Everything is great, what a lucky break. I'm as happy as can be. I got myself a brand new totsy. I'm her hotsy, she's my totsy. Everything is hotsy, totsy now. What I did was pop that question. She said, now that's a great suggestion. Everything is hotsy, totsy now. No more crying, no more sighing. I'm through with the blues. Does she love me, turtle dove me? Tell the world she do, do, do. Said I got myself a brand new totsy. I'm her hotsy, she's my totsy. Everything is hotsy, totsy now.
Oh, yes, yes, holy do. Oh, what do, holy do, do. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Thank you. it's burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Well, yes, it's Radiola, and I think the theme for this week is Don't Ask, because I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't. What is it about? I got a playlist. It's a great playlist, and it's about something, but I will leave each one's interpretation to their own discernment. We begin. And I'm Andy Senior, and this is about where it is this week. It's under duress, but that sounds so unpleasant. Well, this is a happy show. So under duress or not, whatever's under duress, I'm sure you'll find something interesting there. We began with Gene Austin, sounding very Gene Austin-like. Billy Carpenter playing the ukulele for him on Everything Is Hotsy Totsy Now, 1925. And he makes he outdoes Cliff Edwards on that particular piece. Amazing stuff there. Glad to have found that. That is a good one. Everything is, yes, and isn't it? Well, it's not quite hotsy-totsy. It's more like lukewarm, but we're getting there. And the Varsity Drag, Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra, off an Edison Diamond disc. Nice recording of that. Beautiful recording of that, 1927. Oh, yes. Yes. And our theme, which is Wake Up Chillin'. But our real theme is Don't Ask, because I'm not even going to even address it. And believe me, I'm not. We're going to proceed. First, let me just say that if you're interested in this playlist, as nondescript as it is, please go to radiolablog.blogspot.com, type Radiola into Google, and you will find what you're looking for. But if you can find a theme, then you're better than I am. We're going to proceed now with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, 1925. That was a really great group there before he got some of the other people in, but still very, very good stuff. Down and Out Blues, and that's how, you know, sometimes you just feel that way.
Thank you. Thank you. What am I gonna do if you turn me down? Well, I'm so crazy over you. I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why, black and all my skies are blue. I tell you, I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done, it can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow miracle and make this one, and make this one so. My one and only, there isn't a reason why you should turn me down when I'm so crazy over you.
Johnny Johnson and his Statler, Pennsylvanians, my one and only. 1928, good record, yes. We even like to throw those old show tunes in occasionally. Before that, Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra, as it says on the label, Victor V38000 series, Misty Morning, 1929, and it's been misty, all right. It's been misty. You have to wring the mist out of it, in fact. Ringing and misting. Before that, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, Down and Out Blues, 1925. Yes, and if you're down and out, it's not a good time. You wanna find some place where it's dry. We'll address that very thought later. This is Radiola, and we're dry, but we're not high. That's how we are. We're moderately dry. We're not moist. We're dry to the touch here on Radiola. And yes, why not? And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm certainly and if this humor gets any drier, then you'll have, you know, it'll crumble. Al Bernard, and this is off a Retrieval CD, Here Come the Boys and Here He Comes. Great recording. It's very jazzy too. I think it's on the Brunswick originally, but here it is in 1927, the Beale Street Blues, and Al gives you those.
I've seen the lights of a gay Broadway. Old Market Street down by the Frisco Bay. I stroll the Prado, I gamble on the bars in Paris, France. These seven wonders of the world I've seen, and many of the places I have been. Take my advice, folks, and see Beale Street first in Memphis, Tennessee. How you see pretty browns in beautiful gowns. You'll see tailor-mades and hand-me-downs. You'll meet honest men and pickpocket skill. You'll find that business never closes till somebody gets killed. Hog-nosed restaurants, possum cafes. You see jokes that tell of bygone days. And places once places, now just a sham. You'll find golden balls enough to pave the New Jerusalem. If Beale Street could talk, married men would have to take their beds and walk, except one or two who never drank booze, and the blind man on the corner who sings the Beale Street Blues. I'd rather be here than any place I know. I'd rather be here than any place I know. It's gonna take a sergeant for to make me go. Going to the river, or maybe by and by. Going to the river Mississippi, and there's a reason why. Because the river's wet, and Beale Street done gone dry, bone dry.
Thank you.
Ray Miller and his orchestra with a vocalist whose name I did not bother to look up, so that's my problem. Angry, 1928, that's off the Timeless CD. And, yes, this show is under duress, all right. It's way under duress. Before that, Sophie Tucker, and a song made popular by another vocalist of some renown, but she has her hands on it and does a good job with Moanin' Low from The Little Show, originally done by, well, as you know, Libby Holman. But I like Sophie's version. She rings it out there, just like The Mist that I'm talking about. That's from 1929. Before that, Al Bernard, The Beale Street Blues, 1927. From the Retrieval CD, yes. This is Radio All. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm ringing and twisting as we speak, trying to find the figure in the carpet. Of course, that could be me later. Just wait around. Usually, after I've done the show, is when it's a good time to spot that. Here's a group off Aeolian Vocalion, a lateral issue. In 1920, the Unlucky Blues, and not like the Down and Out Blues, but very similar in a way. The Palace Trio was a group with Rudy Weedoft, J. Russell Robinson on piano, and Mario Perry on the accordion. So it's a very interesting sound, and it sounds good on this issue. They recorded these well. So from 1920, here's that trio with Unlucky Blues. And Rudy, of course, is playing sax, but you knew that.
Thank you.
gal, off a good gal, on a good gal, that's you. Yes, you. One day you're here, next day you're there, you disappear, I don't know where you keep on rambling to. Just about the time I think that you're mine, you wander away. Seems to me that there's a bridge in your heart every day. Just like the weather, hard to get gal, harder to hold. One day you're sweet, next day you're cold, and then you're gone away, gal.
The Asterites, which sounds like a group that they were writing epistles to or something, but not really, for the Hotel Astor. Fred Rich's band, actually. Paul Hagen on the vocal with Gone Again Gal from 1926. And Red Nichols is definitely in there, and you might also, sounded a little bit like Miff Maul there, too, since they tended to appear in the same places often. Before that, we had Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra, 1925, off a Nice OK. You Forgot to Remember. Well, I forgot to remember to do a good job on some sort of coherency, but it fits, and it sounds good, and that's really what we're looking for. That was from 1925, Irving Berlin. And before that, we had the Palace Trio, Rudy Weedoft with Unlucky Blues, 1920. And that's a good sound. I gotta like that. And who wouldn't? Unless you have an allergy to accordion playing, and some people do. So I'll send you some of that that stuff in the mail. It's supposed to be pretty good for that. This is it, Effinatron or something like that, or it isn't Frank Sinatra. It's one of those things. This is Radiola, and I'm not Frank Sinatra, and I'm not epinephrine or any other such. I'm definitely over the counter, and sometimes I'm under the table, and I'm Andy Senior, and they should clean under the table once in a while, just for people who might be down there. We're going to proceed here on Radiola with Vert Williams in 1919, and here he is with Somebody.
To every man, some situation where he can attain such fame that folks acclaim the very mention of his name. Now the circus played our town one day, and three Bengal tigers got away. And the manager looked right straight at me, said he, "Now here's your opportunity." Never. Somebody's got to go on and get them cats. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Somebody's got to go. I'm with you there. The tiger man is sick in bed. Now, all you got to do is put on your hat and coat, he said. Because the man who catches them alive, a real hero, is going to be. I said, isn't that wonderful? He says, yes, it is a wonderful chance for somebody. Yes, sir, I agree with you. Somebody else. Yes, sir. Not me. Two ivory bones with ebony dots off leads the cemetery lot. A game last night brought on a fight which finished up with pistol shots. I was the furthest from the dough. The others all got there before. A body on the floor lay dead, and through the transom, someone said, somebody's got to stay behind. Uh-huh. Somebody must remain. Oh, do tell. And when the officers arrived, of course, explain how this brother here ain't alive. Yes, sir. The man who stays and just sees it through, he's gonna gain notoriety. Yes, sir. It's a wonderful chance for somebody. I agree with you there, but it's got to be somebody else. Yes, sir. Not me.
There lived a king, as I've been told, in the wonder-working days of old, when hearts were twice as good as gold and 20 times as mellow. Good temper triumphed in his face, and in his heart he found a place for all the erring human race and every wretched fellow. When he had Rhenish wine to drink, it made him very sad to think that some at Dunkirk or at Jink must be content with toddy, with toddy, toddy. He wished all men as rich as he, and he was rich could be. So to the top of every tree, promoted everybody. Chancellors were cheap as sprats, and bishops in their shumble hats were plentiful as tabby cats, in point of fact too many. Ambassadors cropped up like hay, prime ministers and such as they grew like asparagus in May, and dukes were three of Kenny. On every side field marshal gleamed, small beer where Lord Lieutenant deemed, with admirals the ocean teemed all round his wide dominions, with admirals around his dominions. And party leaders you might meet in twos and threes in every street, maintaining with no little heat their various opinions. That king, although no one denies his heart was of abnormal size, yet he'd have acted otherwise if he had been acuter. The end is easily foretold. When every blessed thing you hold is made of silver or of gold, you long for simple pewter. When you have nothing else to wear but cloth of gold and satin rare, for cloth of gold you cease to care. Up goes the price of shoddy, of shoddy, shoddy. In short, whoever you may be, to this conclusion you'll agree. When everyone is somebody, then no one's anybody. When everyone is somebody, then no one's anybody.
Sisters and brothers, I am opening up my text this evening on page 200. It's a certain brother in this house been talking about the Reverend. And the brother that I am speaking of I do not like to throw no stone at no one. But when I start to throw stone this evening, I ain't gonna miss not a single brother.
Well, Reverend, who are you speaking about?
The brother that I am speaking of, I'm gonna call on him to pray this afternoon. That's all. Now, Deacon bite him in the back from the tumble-down shack. Started preaching last Sunday at 4. What do you think of that? Told all the sisters to go on home. He's gonna get every brother in here told. He said, now, some of your brothers has been talking up your sleeve, and it sure has been worrying me. I'm gonna let every one of you know tonight on the sound of my voice that who I really be.
Who are you, brother?
I'm Deacon Bottom in the back, and I'm from the tumble-down shack. And I ain't nobody's friend. Now, if any of you brothers' wives mess around my home, I'm sure gonna lick on in. Now, just as sure as one and two is three, I ain't gonna let nobody's chicken peck on me. Now, what you brothers thinking about, the reverend is done forgot. I can make your wives pay off like a doggone slug. Now, ain't no need to start the squabbling about my teeth being sharp when I commence a biting your hummer tune once and little David played on his harp. When I start in the biting your brothers, ain't no need for you to grieve. I'm gonna bite you what this neck did to Adam when he bit him for Sister Eve. Now I'm gonna tell you brothers something, and it's a natural fact. David never would kill Goliath with that brick if he hadn't bit him in the back. Now there's old Reverend White, a personal friend of mine, started biting on me last week, but I've been chewing on him a long, long time. I'm Deacon Bottom in the back. I'm from the tumble down shack. I ain't nobody's friend.
Butterbeans and Susie, which was Joe and Susie Edwards, as far as I know. Eddie Haywood, the father of the other Eddie Haywood on piano. Deacon, bite him in the back, from 1926. And, well, that's what they do sometimes. Before that, Harold Williams, from singing from the Gondoliers, a Gilbert and Sullivan piece, the last one they did together, where they were actually getting along before they started really knifing each other, and then they tried to do a couple of other ones that didn't really work out too well, but that's the last of the ones that are commonly performed today. There Lived a King, 1923, and that was from the Gondoliers. And if everybody's somebody, then no one's anybody. So that ties into the previous selection with Burt Williams, Somebody. And, of course, his other song was Nobody. So maybe Anybody would be next. I'll see if he did that one, too. That was from 1919. And this is Radiola. If I'm anybody, then I'm somebody, because I can't claim to be nobody, or else there would be dead silence about now. If I were somebody, then, I'd find out who I wanted to be, and then I'd be that person. And I'm Andy Sr., just trying to, figure all that out for you. And I'll let you know later how that works out. On Radiola, we have a group that is very much in the present. In fact, they are going to appear at the Canastota Public Library on April 3rd, 2 p.m., Canastota, New York, that is, right between Utica and Syracuse. And anyone within 100 miles should go hear the Bearcat Jazz Band. Jazz Band, it's spelled with the two S's, of course, but say it whichever way you want. And I recorded this last year at their Canastota Fest. Very good performance, wonderful show, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. And here they are with Too Busy.
Thank you. so cold.